The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water management. Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about private wells and the families who depend on them. Across California, there are about 2 million groundwater wells, many of them serving rural homes and small communities. For these families, the well is their lifeline. But when groundwater levels drop or when contamination seep in, they don't have a water district to call for help. Instead, they face the difficult and expensive choice of drilling deeper, installing treatment systems, or relying on bottled water deliveries. The Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, or SGMA, is working towards long-term balance. But for households, the crisis can feel very immediate. Education campaigns, well monitoring, and local assistance programs are becoming critical tools to help communities stay safe while the bigger management plans play out. Groundwater supply isn't the only concern for these households and small communities. Groundwater quality is also a concern. The state's Groundwater Ambient Monitoring and Assessment, or GAMA program, gives well owners a way to check water quality in their area. Contaminants like nitrates, arsenic, and pesticides can show up in groundwater, making testing essential. The challenge is awareness. Many families don't know about these resources until a problem arises. Looking forward, protecting private wells means more than managing water. It means protecting public health and equity. After all, everyone deserves safe and reliable water, no matter where we live. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.